Begin the current daf, Mesechtas Tmur daf Chavav. Begin on the bottom of Chav Hei Mabez, 7 lines up at the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the series of these Mishnahs, and specifically regarding the previous Mishnah, which we're discussing this about someone that says that it should have a certain sanctity, and specifically Machleik is read Remeir Nebiyesi regarding if we say Tovas Lashon Rishon. Do we go based on the first part of a person's statement, or even Begmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas, even though the end of the person's statement also has relevancy in defining the significance of a statement? As the Mishnah says, someone says, Haredu Tumuras Oilu Tumur Shlam. Someone says that I want this animal, talking about a single animal, to be the Tumura, the substitute of a Karban Oila, Tumur Shlam, the substitute of a Karban Shlamim. So what's halacha? So harizu tumuras oila divrei Meir. Meir says it's going to be the halacha, the first thing that he said, because as we explained in the previous Mishnah, Meir holds tavas lashon rishon. We go based on the first thing a person says. Since the first thing he said was that it should be a tumur of an oila, so it already has its entirety sanctity as that of an oila, and the fact that he said afterwards it should be a tumur shlam has no significance. But Amar Biesi, he says, as he said in the previous Mishnah, he says, well, im lekein neskaven netchila, but if that was his initial intention, that he wanted that it should be both a tumur of an oila and a tumur of a shlamim, but ha'il v'ef shalikris be'shem eskachas, he can't say it simultaneous at the same time, and therefore he had to first say oila then shlamim, but it wasn't that his intention was only oila and then shlamim. So dvarav kayamim, then his words will be upheld, and yes, the animal will be half a tumur of an oila, half a tumur of a shlamim, and therefore, obviously, it can't be sacrificed with a halfway sanctity. Rather, we let it graze until it develops a blemish, and then it's sold, and with its proceeds, half is used to buy a tumur of an oila, and half it's bought to be a tumur of a shlamim. Which, as Rashi explains, the case we're talking about is where the oil and the shlam was in front of this animal when he went and he did tamura, because only then could you do tamura when the animal's there. And he says he wants it to be tamura oil or tamura shlam. He says it'll have both of their sanctities. Now, but as we said in the previous mission, even Rabbi Yisi agrees. Then Misha Amar Tamura Soil, but if only subsequently after that he said it should be Tamur Benoila. Nimlach Va'amar Tamur Shlam, then he changed his mind, he said it should be Tamur Bishlam. So I raise it Tamur Zayla, then of course it's going to be Tamur Benoila, because it already took the sanctity effect, can't even change it and then either switch it or do halfway, then even he would agree that it's going to be Tamur Bishlam. Now the Gemara continues on top of Chavav Menalf, and the Gear says, Amar Yitzchok Bar Yosef. He says, Amar Biechna. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. Ba'omer, when he says, Tochel Zu Va'achakach Tochel Zu, he says, I want it to first take effect this Tumur Sancti. And then subsequently this other one, Devrei Hakol Tavas L'Shurishan. There even Rabbi Yisrael would agree, everyone's going to agree. The first thing that he said, let's say to Bishlam, is going to be the one that's going to take effect. That's what it's going to be. And a different case. Let's say he says, Lei Tochel Zu Elim Kein Chalsazu. Let's say he says, no, I don't want this one to take effect, unless this other one will also take effect. So then Tarvaya Kachi, there everyone's going to agree, even Remeir, that yes, both it will have both sanctities, because that was his initial intention. Mishnah saying, says, the whole machlik is this, like only in the case how it was said in the case of our Mishnah. The Amad that he said, Timuras Oila, Timuras Shlamim. So what's the machlikis? Remeir Sabah, he held, Midahavali Lamemer, from the fact that he should have said, Timuras Oila Vishlamim, if he really wanted both sanctities, and yes, you can say it simultaneously, so he should have said, it should be a Timura Oila and Shlam. But Va'amar, what did he say? Tumura Sayla, Tumura Shlam. He had on the unnecessary extra word of Tumura. Havalei Kaimus, Remei says, so it's like his as if he said, Tachazu V'achakach Tachazu. This one should take effect, and then this one should take effect. And Remei says, when you say that, then the first one that's being said is the one that's going to take effect, which actually we just explained, everyone would hold of that, even without Tavas Lashurishan. So therefore he says, it's going to have the sanctity of the first thing. But Rabbi Yisrael would tell you that no. Sava, this person thinks, E Amr, if I say the terminology that Remei recommended of Tumuras Oila Vishlam, Havamina, so then I would have said Kedusha Vein Kareva. Then it's going to be sanctified, yes, but it's not going to be sacrificed. Meaning Tumura Va'oila and Shlam, the Tumur is actually sacrificed. But if I'm going to say Tumuras Oila Vishlam, I realize I can't have a halfway animal of half Oila, half Shlam. So if I'm going to say Tumuras Oila Vishlam, obviously it's not going to be sacrificed. So Kamash Malan, so that's why he's coming to tell us that and he's making an error. Because he thinks, okay, so I'm going to say Tumura on each one individually. I'll say Tumura Oila, Tumura Shlam. So that it's complete Tumura of a Oila and complete Tumura of a Shlam, that it could actually be sacrificed. So therefore, although I'm saying this terminology which Remeir thinking is an extra word Tumura, no, my intention is actually to have both of them at the same time, and it's as if I'm saying that it should not take effect unless the other one also takes effect. And therefore BC holds that both of the sanctities will take effect. Similarly, the Gemara continues, Tarnabon Wimplin following Brysa, Katerian this Machlekis, Remeir Nebisi. Ha'im, if someone says, Behemazu chetzi tamur zayla. This animal should be half of it should be a tamur of an ayla. The chetzi tamur shlam, half of it should be a tamur for shlam. So kula tikkur v'ayla. All of it is sacrificed as a carbon ayla. Because as we explained, we're going with the mayor who holds toughest lashon rishon. You go based on the first thing that was said, and since the first thing that was said was should be halfway as an ayla, so it already has the sanctity of an ayla in it. So the whole thing is going to be a tamur of an ayla. That's the remeir. Now, although actually regarding the halacha of when someone says, I want the foot of this animal to be a carbon oiler, Remeir does not say that we hold that it manifested sanctity now throughout the whole animal, as we said in the Perek of Yud Chesem and Aleph. So therefore, why is he saying over here, yeah, half of it should be an oiler. So toughest lashon rishon, yeah, but half. Why can't the other half then be a shlam? As we said, he agrees to the concept if that was his initial intention and statement. Even so, Rashi explains that Remeir agrees when you say half the animal, as the Gemara says, everyone agrees when it's something that the life of the animal depends on, which at least half the animal, the life depends on it, that there even Remeir would agree that now the sanctity manifests throughout the whole animal. So although you said halfway, but that statement now is throughout the whole animal. So it's already toughest lashon rishon, the whole animal is Naila, and therefore the second half where he says the half should be shlam is not going to take effect. Now the Chacham and the sages say, no, tira atcha destayv, they hold actually both statements take effect. It's going to graze until it develops a blemish. The timarcha and it's sold. The yavi b'dmei chetzi tamur shlam, with half of its monetary proceeds, you buy a tamur b'nayla. B'dmei chetzi tamur shlam, and with half its proceeds, you buy a tamur b'shlam, and then you sacrifice each animal individually. Amr b'yisi, Rabbi Yisi says, im lekach niskav mitchila, if that was his initial intention, which is to have both, to have halfway sanctity of oil and half of shlam, so since you can't say both things at the same time, so like he said in the Mishnah, but his words will be upheld. Be half oila, half shlam. Says the Gemara, b'shein rabban. From these three opinions, the last two opinions are the same. They're both saying that it's going to be halfway oila, half shlam. Says the Gemara, yeah, kula Rabbi Yosi, katanla, all of it. It was Rabbi Yosi. The Chacham is Rabbi Yosi that say this idea, as we had in the Mishnah, which is adding this idea of calling it chetzia, which chetzia anyway, according to a mayor, is going to take effect in the whole animal, so therefore it's already tough as lashon rishon. But on that, Rabbi Yosi says, just like when you say both, it's, if that was his intention, both sanctity will take effect. Similarly, Tanya Dechulit, another brisa. Behema, an animal, he would talk about regarding the initial sanctification, not in the case of Tmura. Chetzi oila v'chetzi chatas. Says, I want this animal to be half of an oila, half as a chatas. So tikar of oila divrei meir. Meir says, okay, first thing you said was oila, and we said that already manifests throughout the whole animal, so it's going to be sacrificed as an animal, as an oila, that's divrei meir. Rabbi Yisim, he says, Thomas. He says, no, it's going to be left to die. Why? Because as we said, his opinion is that also the end of his sentence is going to take effect. And that means to say it's going to be halfway as a chatas. Now the problem is, he's not liable for karma chatas. He didn't commit any sin, so therefore it has to be left to die, like the halachas of kippur balel, mes balel, where if you're not obligated, then it's a chatas shemes balel, so you have to let it die because of the half that's the chatas. Now, but v'shavin, they both agree. When he first says, I want half it to be karmachatas, and then he says, v'chetzi oila, let the other half be an oila, shatamas, that there, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be left to die. So it's going to shove in mani. When we're saying they all agree in that case, who are we referring to? Remeir. Obviously, we're coming to refer to Remeir because we're coming to say that even Remeir says in the first case, when he says the inverse, where half it's oila, half it's a chatas, that he says, oh, it's going to be sacrificed as an oila, here he's going to agree when you first said chatzi chatas, then chatzi oila, that's going to be left to die. Says the Gemara, well, pshita, obvious. We said the reasoning of Remeir is because toughest lashon rishon, you go based on the first thing that he said. If you're first saying chetzi chatas, so then all of it is a chatas. So of course he'll be left to die because he's not obligated in karma chatas. What was the necessity of saying that Remeir agrees in this case? Says the Gemara, no, because Mav Detem, what would you say? Ilav Dash Minin, had we not said Remeir agrees in this case, Havimina, actually, I would have said, time into Remeir of the first case, Lav Mishum Tafas Lashon Rishon. It's not because he says you go based on primary what the first thing that was said. Oh, the first thing he said was Oila, so it's going to be sacrificed as Oila. Elahayna Tamarad, I would tell you the reason is because Chatas Mu Revis, he holds no. Actually, not necessarily Tafas Lashon Rishon. Yeah, he agrees with Rabbi Yisi that actually it's going to have both the Aloha of Oila and the Chatas. But when you have an animal that's mixed in two different sanctities, even though half of it is a Chatas, but since both sanctities take effect, and it has a sanctity that could be sacrificed, that of an oila, so kreva, it's going to be sacrificed, because it has something that in it could be sacrificed. And therefore, I would have said, v'filiki yamechetzi chatas v'adu amechetzi oila kreva, that also, if it's that in the other, in the second case too, if it says half chatas, half oila, it doesn't make a difference, he holds both sanctities take effect, and you could sacrifice it. That's right to say that no. In that case, he would agree, because his reasoning is not because of what we're calling the Schatas Morevis. Schatas Morevis is going to be left to die. But when you first say Ayla and then Chatas, it's going to be totally an Ayla, because Tafas Lashon Rishon. When you say first half Chatas and then Ayla, it's going to be totally Chatas. And everybody's going to agree, it's going to be left to die. Tanya Dechulun, another Brisa. If a person says, Behemezu Chetzi Ayla Bechetzi Shlam, it says, okay, I want half this animal to be halfway Ayla, halfway Shlam. So kedusha ve'ena kareva. So it's sanctified because he's sanctifying the whole animal, but it's not going to be sacrificed because it's like a blemished animal where it's not fit to be sacrificed as a carbon, because a carbon cannot be half oil or half shlam. Additionally, isa tamura can make a tamura because it does have physical sanctity. But tamura sakeitza, however, the tamura has the same halachic status as the original animal itself, which it's sanctified, but it cannot be sacrificed. Says Gemamani. So who's this brisa going like? Obviously, Rabbi Yisi. It's going like Rabbi Yisi, who, because according to Reb Meir, it would be totally an oila. Yeah, it's this that we're saying that it's sanctified but cannot be sacrificed, is because like Rabbi Yisi, that you're going begmar devar adam nitmas too. So it's like a half oila, half shlam. Says the Gemara, but then pshita the kedusha v'ein kareva. Obviously, it's sanctified and not sacrificed, because of course you can't sacrifice a halfway oila, halfway shlam. So the Gemara, you're right, but tamurasa is tzrichalei. The Brisa's necessity was for the second part of the Brisa regarding the tamura. To say that the tamura has the same halacha like the original carbon, that it cannot be sacrificed. Rather, it has to be sold after it develops a blemish. And then with its proceeds, you buy half of it oila and half of it as a shlam. Because the madu tamu, what would you say? That the hilo carva, you're right, the original animal cannot be sacrificed because it's half oil, half shlamim, but tamurasa tikarv. But you would have thought actually the tamur could be sacrificed, because in the tamur we're not mentioning not oil, not shlam, we're just saying it's a tamura. So it's a tamura, so therefore maybe it could be sacrificed. That's what the Brisa is coming to tell us, that no. Why is the original animal different that it cannot be sacrificed? Because it's a rejected sanctity. It's half oil, half shlam, which can't be. So too, tamura is also coming from a rejected sanctity. It's attempting to substitute that original one, which is rejected, and therefore this is also rejected, and that's the chiddush of the Brisa. A similar type of halacha, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, now in Amayra, Rabbi Yechanan, he says the following halacha. He says, Behemah shel shnei shutfim, an animal that's owned by two partners. So each one owns 50% of the animal. Hikdash chetz yishalai, so one partner, he sanctifies his half. Says, oh, it's for Hashem. Then he subsequently buys out his partner, and now he sanctifies the other half too. Says Rabbi Yechanan, even if he was makdashid as a carbon, kedusha ve'ena kareva, it's going to be sanctified, but it cannot be sacrificed. Because since in the beginning when he sanctified, his share was only halfway, so at that point it was not fit to be sacrificed, because you can't sanctify an animal halfway. Now, although we said previously that when you sanctify halfway, it spreads throughout, but the other half of the animal wasn't his, so the sanctity cannot spread throughout, because a person cannot sanctify something that's not his. So it's sanctified in totality, because he sanctified all of it, but it cannot be sacrificed. V'oisa tamura, and as in the previous halacha, so you can make a tamura because it has a physical sanctity, but as a continuum and base, but tamurasa kayitzaba, the tamura will have the same halacha, which is that it's rejected, and has to develop a blemish, and you sell it, and then it's going to have the sanctity of the animal that he sanctified it for. But one thing says, the Gemara, Shema Minot Tlas. We learn three halachas from this statement of Rabbi Yechanan. Shema Minot Kedushas Domim Netcha. First of all, we infer that monetary sanctity could be considered rejected. When you sanctify an animal, even just for its monetary sanctity, at a time when it's not fit for physical sanctity, like in this case, when he sanctified it halfway, we said it's obviously not a physical sanctity. It's only for its, because you can't bring it as a carbon halfway. It's for monetary sanctity. And yet still we say that's rejecting it from even subsequently being brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Because we would have thought to say that no, rejection, what we call dichri, could only take effect on something that you're sanctifying for the Mizbeach, and it gets rejected. He was only monetarily sanctified, and still we see it could be rejected. V'shmamina, and the second thing that we infer is that, and the Gemara says, bali chayim nidachet. Even when it's a live animal, it could be rejected. Meaning, even though it subsequently becomes fit, even before it's ever slaughtered, still it becomes rejected forever because of its initial rejection. And v'shmamina dichri meikari. Another thing is that, even if it was from the get-go, it was started off rejected. Like in this case, its initial sanctification was rejected because when it was sanctified, halfway, it's already not fit to be brought as a carbon. Still have a dichui, that's considered a rejection, which this is actually machlaikis, where there is an opinion in Sukkah Davlam Gimlamanaf that holds only if it's nirivinitcha, if it was fit to be carbon, and then rejected, then it cannot come back and be a viable again. But if it started off rejected, that's not halacha of dichui. We see from Rabbi Yochanan the third element that he holds that no, even that's going to be considered a rejection.
Now going back on this theme that we mentioned before on Amud Aleph regarding when do we qualify this machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, when do they all agree? Sama Abaye says the following case. It says hakol moedim even agrees, meaning even Rabbi Yossi. If the person says, I want it to be half an oila and half it a maisa behema, but everyone's going to agree, even Rabbi Yossi, that all of it's going to be sacrificed as a korban oila. Meaning, and that is even if that was his initial intention, which we said that generally he says, if you say, chetzi oila, chetzi shlam, that's going to be half oila, half shlam. Here, the second half of his statement is not considered significant because an animal does not become maisa behema in such a way. The way an animal becomes ma'isa behema is when you put them in the pen, and then the tenth one that comes out, that becomes ma'isa behema. You can't make it like by saying it should be ma'isa behema. So obviously it's not significant, and it's only going to be considered as a korban oila. Now the same thing would appeal. So if let's say it says chetzi oila and chetzi tmura, where the tmura does not take effect regarding korban oila, because tmura is only when there's a sanctified animal right there, and you're trying to substitute this with that, then it becomes tmura. But you can't just make an animal tmura. Just like that's the same flaw that's by ma'isa behema. However, that was a prelude to what was really Zabai's question. But heichadam echetzi tamur v'chetzi ma'isi ma'i. Let's say it says half it should be tamura and half it should be a ma'isi behema, where both of them are the equivalent, which we said that really this is not the way you sanctify them. Ma'isi behema is coming as a tenth animal. Tamura is when you're trying to substitute it with a sanctified animal that's right here. And neither one of those qualifications apply over here. So that's the question, which one would take effect? Some of the questions we had asked earlier regarding which one is considered the more significant one. Do we say tamura kreva, that the tamura gets sacrificed? Shekein noigis b'chala kadoshim, because it applies to all karbanas, there's a tamura that takes effect in any type of a carbon, and therefore that's the more stronger sanctity that's going to take effect. The b'maisa kreva, maybe no, it's going to be sacrificed as a maisa behema. Shekein makdish lavana b'la'acha, we find that there's a stringency that applies to the sanctity of maisa behema, that although the tenth one's going to be supposed to be sanctified, but if someone said, called the number 9, 10, or called the 11th number 10, there's a special halacha that those also get sanctity, even though they're not really the tenth one. So maybe that's a severity factor of the ma'isa behema, and that should be the one that takes effect. So if you want to take a little stand, it's not clear what the halacha would be in that case when he says chetzi tamur, chetzi ma'iser, which one would we say is going to be the primary one in that situation? Which one are we going to give it as that status? So the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Continuing the theme of these Mishnayos, which is relating now to the topic of our Masechta, which is someone's speech. Specifically in regards to laws of Timur. Someone says, Harezu tachazu, this animal is instead of this one. Or Timurazu, it's the substitute of this one. Or Khalifazu, or it's the exchange of this one, which all of these are terminologies of Timura. It's Harezu Timura. If that animal that you're substituting for is a sanctified animal, this one is has the halach of Timura, which is that both of them become sanctified, and all the halachas that apply to the laws of Timur that it says in the Torah. Now, well, let's say he says, Zumuchalelus alzu, that this should be deconsecrated on this one. That's a terminology of chil. He hasn't said anything because this is an unblemished sanctified animal, which the unblemished animal cannot be go out to chulin if it's unblemished. So therefore, ain't the tamur, but it's also not tamur because he didn't use the terminology of tamur. He used one of chil, so he hasn't said anything. Now, but then how you hektish bamum? But if the sanctified animal was a blemished animal and he says mechulelis, then yatzel chulin. So that's a way of deconsecration. Now that was it exchanges. Now the sanctity goes from the previously blemished sanctified one to this chulin one, and the sanctified one now goes out to be considered unconsecrated. But v'tzarech lasis damim, you have to make it monetarily, means to say you have to make that the chulin one should be the equivalent value of the one that hekdesh that you're deconsecrating on, that you should not be causing a loss of a price fraud on hekdesh. The deconsecration has to be the equivalent of the value. Now, the opening case of the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, that we said, if you say harezu tachazu, so that's one of the cases we said it's going to be a tamura. Says Gemara, remember the tachas lishna dat fusehu? Is that to say that the word in place is a terminology of taking possession of sanctity of tamura? But vermina, this seems to be contradicted from the following braisa. Braisa says, regarding kachi bedeka bais, someone has a sanctified animal that's for the temple upkeep. It's not for the mizbeach, but it's for the temple treasury. And he now takes his unconsecrated animal, and he puts it near it. And Amar, he says, Khalifazu, this should be exchanged for this one. Tamurazu, it should be the substitute for this one. Says the Braisa, Loy Makomi hasn't said anything because those are terminologies of Tamura. And Kachar Bedigabais, as the Gemara said in the first paragraph of Gilam and Aleph, are excluded from the halachas of making Tamura. But let's say, he says, Tachazu, it should be in place of it, Mechulelus Azu, or deconsecrate onto this one. So then Devarav Kayam, and then his words are upheld, where the Hekdesh now becomes Kulin, and this one now takes its place, because Kachet Bedek Abayis can be redeemed even when they're unblemished. So one thing you see is that the word Tachas is not a Hatfasa of Temura, but rather it's a terminology of Chilul, of which was the two different cases of our Mishnah. We said Tachas is Temura, and then there's cases of Mukhalelis, which that's not Temura, that's a terminology of Chilul. Here we see that Temura, that Tachas is Mukhalelis, because as the Gemara explains, Visa Gedaitik Lishna, if you're going to think like we said in our Mishnah, that Tachas is a terminology of taking possession of sanctity of the original animal, now with also this one making it as Temura, so Maishna Reishna Maishna Seifa, so then why is the Reishna that we said in this Braisa saying, oh, that's not going to work, he hasn't said anything because it's terminology of Temura, but then why is the case of the Seifa of Tachas going to work as Chil, if you're saying Tachas is also terminology of Temura and not of Chil? So Mabai says, Tachas, that word in place of Mishkachas la Lishna Datfuse, Lishna Dachuli. That word actually could be both a terminology of possessing sanctity and of deconsecrating the sanctity. As he explains, Lishna Datfuse, we find that it possesses the sanctity, meaning it adds on to the sanctity. It's simple, like it says in the Pasuk Meyukra. It says on the top of Chazayim Manalv in the Pasuk, Nim Tachteo Tamar HaBaharis, that if in place of it, the Baharis, which is the Neg of Taras, stays over there, meaning it stays in its place. Now that's the same thing as Hatfasa of Temura, where when someone does Temura, the original animal and the Temura, they remain in its place. So that's the same of Tachas, we see that it still remains over there. In its place means to say it's going to remain in sanctity. That's Hatfasa of Temura. Now, it also means Dachuli, which is deconsecrating, which is actually removing it from the original one to something else. So like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Tachas anachishes avizav. Hashem says, instead of the copper, I will bring gold. Which is not both, it's not hatzfasa, it's exchanging, it's instead of. So the hilkach, therefore, since this word tachas means both things, so this determination of definition was given over to the sages, that they know when does tachas mean atfuse, which is now possessing now that with something else, or when is a chil, which is actually deconsecrating. So gabi kachim is be'ach, by things which were sanctified for the altar, the abdin temur, which that's where the halacha of temur applies. Lishna Tfusi, when you use Tachas, that's where it's going to be used for the concept of Kodesh Mizbech, which is Temura, that is going to be possessing, and that's going to be both. And that's the halacha that we said in our Mishnah. Rezu Tachas Zuhu is going to be halacha of Temura by Kodesh Mizbech. But regarding the Brice that we introduced, Gabi Kodesh by the Gabayis, the Loyavdin Temura, where there's no halacha of Temura applying, and you're using terminology of Tachas, therefore Lishna Dachulihu, that's going to mean deconsecrating. Therefore, we said that actually Tachas Zuhu will work as Chil by Kodesh by the Gabayis. However, Amar Rabba, he says, the truth is, even like the halacha of our Mishnah regarding things which are sanctified for the altar, we do find that tachas doesn't only mean temura, but it also could mean that of chil. If the sanctified animal was blemished, when it's blemished, then the halacha of chil does apply, because it's like in that regard, as kachet b'edek abayis, it's already blemished. Unblemished, it only applies temura. So there, it actually would apply the halacha of chil. Now, Amr Bashi, he qualifies and he says, but afil b'bal mumnami, even if the animal is of kachem mizbech that's blemished, it's not only now going to mean necessarily that of achuli. Mishkachas l'lishna d'achuli, u'mishkachas l'lishna d'atfusi. He says, either one is possible. It could be that of deconsecrating, and it also could be possessing that of temura, as he explains. He says, it depends. Yadei akoydish, if the owner is putting his hand on the sanctified animal, and he's saying, zu tachazu, which means to say that the other one should be chulin. Because most definitely when he's saying zu tachazu, is he's trying to say that this sanctified animal, he wants to be mechalin, and that's his intention. So chulab. So then, it's going to be considered as deconsecrated. But yodhi achul, but if his hand is on the unconsecrated animal, and he's saying zu tachazu, that's hatfasa, kaydeshava. The original blemished animal is going to remain sanctified, and he's making a temur because if his intention was to be mechalid, he would have put his hand on the sanctified animal. He says, "Zu tachazu is the it's which one is the primary? If you put your hand on the kodesh, your intention is to deconsecrate. If you're putting your hand on the unconsecrated one, you're saying zu tachazu, it's because you want to now draw that sanctity to this one too. That will tell us if your intention is by the kodesh of mizbeach. That's bamum." Says Ravashi, it would depend. It's not always going to be in that case of a chuli like Bevedek Abayis. Rather, it's going to depend if his intention is going to be to chil, or if it's going to be that of a tfas of tmur, depending on where he puts his hand on. So actually, both could apply over there. So although we said that in the halacha of our Mishnah and the Braisa do not contradict that tachas can mean tmura when it's by kachim mizbeach, and it's going to mean the chilul by kachet by the gabayas. So we said, but Rabbi qualified that it's going to mean chilul even kachet mizbeach when it's bamum. That Rav Ashi's qualifying says no, but actually it could mean either one, and it's going to depend where the person puts his hands. That's going to tell us what he's trying to do, because actually both are applicable. A kachet mizbeach of bamum, if it's going to be chilul or if it's going to be a halacha of tumura.